Courtland Sutton finished as the number 13 receiver in total points last season. He's the 37th receiver off the board. That's a two-round discount on a proven alpha. The catch is the new receiver Denver just traded for. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was a genuine WR one line, 74 catches on 124 targets for 1,017 yards and 7 touchdowns, 12.9 a game, WR 20 per game, and WR 13 in total. All 17 games as Bo Nix's clear favorite target. The signature was a 7-catch, 113-yard, 1-score afternoon against Green Bay in Week 15, a high-volume, every-week alpha.
The arc is a late career peak, a journeyman-ish middle stretch in the 8-12 range, then a career best 15 a game in 2024 and another strong 12-9 in 2025. He's a career year 8 receiver playing the best ball of his life. What the data says, 124 targets is genuine alpha volume, the stickiest receiver stat, and his touchdown share, a clean 19%, has no luck to give back. By the numbers, this is a top 15 receiver priced like a flex. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the entire reason for the discount. Denver traded a first-round pick for Jalen Waddle, who'll command targets, but Sutton has said he doesn't mind sharing, and the team still views him as the X receiver and Nix's top option. So the question isn't whether he stays in alpha, it's how much volume Waddle siphons. Even with a real haircut, 120 target receiver who finished WR 13 has a long way to fall before WR 37 looks right.
The price, pick 77, the 37th receiver. Verdict, lean, underpriced. He finished WR 13 on alpha volume with a clean touchdown rate, and he's priced WR 37 entirely because of the Waddle addition. That's a real charge. Waddle will eat into the targets, but the market has overcorrected for it. The counter, if Waddle takes the number one role outright, the discount is fair, but Sutton being the established X receiver for a quarterback who already loves him is the more likely read. September watch, the target split with Waddle, the whole question, and Sutton's X receiver role is your baseline. And Bo Nix's development, the tide that lifts both. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.